Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The defense minister of Israel, a high-ranking political leader, says that Israel is in the time of the third temple. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to the broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Israeli Defense Minister, Naftali Bennett, he by the way is an Orthodox Jew and a Jewish settler, he made a statement that Israel is now in the era of the Third Temple. That's pretty provocative, isn't it?
Well, it is, coming from such a senior leader and, of course, the head of his party as well. And yes, he's just stating the obvious, that if there's going to be all this conflict, if we have all these enemies coming against us, but this is all the reality, and if there is going to be conflict, we will carry out policies that we wouldn't do outside of war. But if you attack us, if you continue to do these things, then we will take more and more of our biblically promised land, and we will take control, complete control, over the Temple Mount, which Israel only has the partial control that she does today because of another war, the 1967 Six-Day War, when Israel, of course, went up and captured the Old City and the Temple Mount. This was, again, a result of a conflict launched against Israel. So they're prepared to rebuild a temple if they can, Jimmy, and they're not going to just one day, tomorrow seize the area and throw all the Muslims out and start this action or something like that. But if they are attacked by these very people, the Muslims that want to see them destroyed, then who knows what the results will be. That's essentially what he's saying, but it is in his heart and the heart of many other Israelis to see a temple return.
David Dolan with the details on the statement from Israel's Minister of Defense that the Jewish state is in the time of the third temple. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. David Dolan's report on a statement from a very high-ranking political leader in Israel who is saying today is the time for the rebuilding of a third temple in Jerusalem is actually a page out of Bible prophecy. Literally, several pages of Bible prophecy. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, Matthew 24, 15, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, and Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2 are the passages that I'm referring to today. All of these passages call for a temple in Jerusalem in the last days during the time of the seven-year tribulation period. Religious Jews in Israel have made all the preparations for that temple. The aforementioned prophecies are ready to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...